This is the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Report brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. This week, we're talking to a senior who's coming off a big win over Lock Haven that swung the dual meets momentum in Cornell's favor to close out the regular season and will be making his first ever trip to the EIWAs this weekend. That's Malik Dawkins. And Malik, that match against Lock Haven came at a time when Cornell was trailing in the dual meet and FD went out there and won to tie it up. Things started to get going for the Big Reds. So did you feel any added pressure going out there while the team was struggling?
No, I didn't. Not really. I just really wanted to put the team in the best position. I know it was a big swing match for the team, and everything wasn't going as we thought it would. So I didn't put the pressure on myself. I just really wanted to go out there and just do what I came to do and just show my skills and just wrestle hard and see what could happen. But I'm just happy I got the win and got to do that for the team.
So then how does it feel afterwards to get that win, and then you see everyone else start to follow suit and get their wins?
No, that felt great. Yeah, that's actually the best part. You see everybody go out there and actually just wrestle well, and we just turn it up after halftime. It felt amazing.
We're talking to senior wrestler Malik Dawkins on the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC, and you had a three-way wrestle-off to get into the EIWAs, your first ever trip there. So tell me about that experience and wrestling some of your teammates to get that roster spot.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like you practice with them every day, like they're your friends. You eat with them, you train with them, you travel with them, and then have to turn on that competitive edge to compete for the spot. But yeah, it's pretty stressful, but happy it's out the way. And yeah, first trip to the IWA, it'll be fun.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, now you get to keep wrestling. Your career doesn't end in Lock Haven. So how rewarding is it to not have your season and your career end in the regular season?
It felt amazing. Last year it was a lot different. I stopped wrestling in the middle of the season. I had surgery, so I didn't get to see where everything was going. And then now to actually get in the postseason and see what I can do, I'm excited for it.
That's awesome, man. What was the injury and what was the rehab process like?
I had a labral tear on my hip. So I had hip surgery, and it was 8 months.
Wow. Jeez. So
rehab.
Great season then to come back on. You're 10-8 on the year going into the postseason. And so what are your expectations for the EIWAs, and how excited are you to go out there?
I'm very, very excited, and I really just want to just show what I can really do. I know I have the skill set and everything to go out there and win the EIWA championships at my weight. So I just really want to just show myself what I'm made of and all the hard work since I was 7 years old wrestling, and my parents taking me around, everything that the coaches put into me for my 4 years here at Cornell. I just want to showcase all that and try to put it into a weekend.
So talking about your skill set, where have you seen yourself improve the most over these 4 years with the Big Red?
Definitely a lot of technical aspects and mental aspects as well. Technically on my feet and top, but then also a big part of wrestling is just mentally and being able to stay engaged in matches, stay engaged in practices the whole season. And then definitely just professional and just growing as a man for sure.
That's great. And we're talking to the senior wrestler, Malik Dawkins, who's representing Cornell at the EIWAs at 165 pounds this weekend. And this season was one in which the depth of Cornell was really on display. You had a couple of big injuries to starters, and of course, all the Olympic redshirts who weren't available. How did it feel to have a successful year as a program and still be in the top 20 nationally with all those obstacles in the way?
It feels good. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about everything Cornell has to offer and all our depth in our room and everybody who's just willing to go out there and put it all on the line for the team. So it's good to get that exposure and still compete with everybody on that national level. And I think we really showed ourselves, and a lot of people got to show what they're made of now. And then in the next years moving forward, it's like a lot of young guys coming in. And when everybody come back, it's just a fun time for Cornell wrestling.
For sure. And you mentioned what Cornell has to offer. So what brought you over to Cornell from Michigan?
It was really, I came on a visit, and everything just felt like it was family oriented. it was a big part of like I wanted like my personal development to be where I could grow personally, grow like on an academic stage where I had like the best chance to because wrestling, like for most people, it's your 4 years. So I wanted to be in the best position where I could like just learn as much as possible from so many different various people. And then athletics, like Cornell wrestling's always been top 10, top 20 in the country. So like that was just a no-brainer, just to get the best of both worlds.
Talking to senior wrestler Malik Dawkins on the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. And I want to talk more about your time before Cornell. In addition to all your success in Michigan as a wrestler, you were a pretty fearsome defensive lineman in football, ranking top 20 in the state in sacks. So how did that experience contribute to your wrestling skills?
I think it's just different. It's definitely gave me like a different mental edge and like a, just a competitive nature, because in football, like you're with all your friends all the time and you just go out there and you just want to have fun. So I just like bring that aspect of having fun and just going out there and like just willing to lay it all on the line into wrestling. And it was just fun. It gave my body a break and just got to just work on different things, getting stronger. And yeah, football was a big part of my life growing up. That's like what I started off before wrestling. So that was definitely a great experience.
So when did you know wrestling was the one that you really wanted to go towards?
I think my senior year when I started competing with a lot of people on the national scene and who people was ranked top five, number one in the country, and I was having success. Then I felt like I wanted to take it serious and go to college for wrestling and see what I could do.
That's great. And this season, a couple of your fellow seniors have had great years, especially Chaz Tucker, who's ranked fifth in the nation right now. So what's it been like seeing him as a fellow senior really excel and be the standout wrestler of the team this year?
It's great because Chaz, he does everything the right way. Like he's so humble. He works hard. He puts he does everything on the mat and off the mat the right way. And it's good to see all that translate over to his wrestling. So like, yeah, I'm super happy for him, and I'm glad that he's going out like senior year with the bang. And yeah, it's just great to see that.
And last question before I let you go. Looking back, I know your career is not over yet, but looking back at your 4 years at Cornell, what's your favorite memory that you're going to take away from this experience?
My favorite memory, I would say, overall, my favorite memory is this. Like, we had like the big wrestling house on campus, and then there's everybody. You have 30 wrestlers on your team, so after like a long day of practice, everybody comes back, you play Monopoly, we play all these different games, and just have like that family environment. I think overall, like those are my like where like the best memories happen, and definitely like my favorite experience is being around everyone from freshmen to seniors and just getting to know everyone who came from so many different backgrounds and areas of the world. I think that's like what I'll treasure forever.
How much do you think that adds to the success on the mat to have all that time you spend with each other?
I think it adds a lot because you just know anytime you step on a mat, like your brothers have your back, you've been training with like some of the best people in the world, and they got you prepared, you got them prepared, and you just go out there just knowing like basically you don't have anything to lose. You put in all the work, and you know like the people you train with and everybody who you hang out with on a daily basis just are supporting you. It just takes a little bit of pressure off of you.
I love it. Well, best of luck at the EIWAs this weekend, Malik, and thank you for coming on.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.